One of the super awesome, wonderful things I love about Artemisia We Women is the We Women part. The fact that everybody's going to be looking at women and focused on women and talking about women and talking to women.
What I love about We Women is that we're basically calling on the people in the back. Because of the way society has been set up, women have been in the back. And now we're saying, no, come sit up front. It's time for your story, your discussion, your interview.
And what we hope happens with Artemisia We Women is that we help make the world better for everyone.
Know then, great Argos was my native place.
Stranger, the truth. From Argos art thou come.
Mycenae, once a rich land, was my home.
'Tis banishment that brings thee here, or what?
A kind of banishment, half forced, half sought.
Wouldst thou but tell me all I need of thee?
'Twere not much added to my misery.
From Argos. Oh, how sweet to see thee here.
Enjoy it then. To me, 'tis sorry cheer.
Thou knowest the name of Troy, far doth it flit.
Would God I had not, nay, nor dreamed of it.
Men fable it is fallen beneath the sword.
Fallen it is. Thou hast heard no idle word.
Fallen, at last. And Helen taken too.
Aye, on an evil day for one I knew.
Where is she? I too have some anger stored.
In Sparta, once more happy with her lord.
Oh, hated of all Greece, not only me.
I too have tasted of her wizardry.
And came the armies home, as the tales run?
To answer that were many tales in one.
Oh, give me this hour full. Thou wilt soon die.
Ask, if such longing holds thee, I will try.
A seer called Calchas. Did he ever come?
Calchas is dead, as the news went at home.
Good news, ye gods. Odysseus, what of him?
Not home yet, but still living, as men deem.
Curse him, and may he see his home no more.
Why curse him? All his house is stricken sore.
How hath Nereid's son, Achilles, sped?
Small help his bridal brought him. He's dead.
A fierce bridal, so the sufferers tell.
Who art thou, questioning of Greece so well?
I was Greek. Evil caught me long ago.
Small wonder, then, thou hast such wish to know.
That warlord whom they call so high in bliss.
None such is known to me. What name was his?
They called him Agamemnon, Atreus' son.
I know not. Cease. My questioning is done.
'Twill be such joy to me. How fares he, tell?
Dead, and hath wrecked another's life as well.
Dead? By what dreadful fortune? Woe is me.
Why sighst thou? Had he any link with thee?
I did but think of his old joy and pride.
His own wife foully stabbed him, and he died.
Oh, God, I pity her that slew, and him that slew.
Now cease thy questions. Add no word thereto.
But one word. Lives she still, that hapless wife?
No. Her own son, her firstborn, took her life.
Oh, shipwrecked house. What thought was in his brain?
Justice on her, to avenge his father slain.
Alas, a bad false duty bravely hath he wrought.
Yet God, for all his duty, helps him not.
And not one branch of Atreus' tree lives on.
Electra lives, unmated and alone.
The child they slaughtered. Is there word of her?
Why, no, save that she died in Greece there.
Poor child. Poor father, too, who killed and lied.
For a bad woman's worthless sake she died.
The dead king's son, lives he in Argos still?
He lives, now here, now nowhere, bent with ill.
Oh, dreams, light dreams, farewell. Ye too were lies.
Aye, the gods too, whom mortals deem so wise, are nothing clearer than some winged dream, in all their ways, like man's ways, but a stream of turmoil. He who cares to suffer least, not blind as fools are blinded by a priest, goes straight to a death those who know him know.
'Tis I. This altar spell is over me.
A grievous office and unblessed, O maid.
What dare I do? The law must be obeyed.
A girl to hold a sword and stab men dead.
I shall but sign the water on thy head.
And who shall strike me, if I needs must ask?
There be within these vaults who know their task.
My grave, when they have finished their desire.
A great gulf of the rock and holy fire.
Woe's me, would that my sister's hand could close mine eyes. Oh, sister mine, oh, my dead father's child, Agamemnon's child, take me and have no fear. Beyond all dreams, 'tis I, thy brother here.
My brother? Thou? Peace. Mock at me no more. Argos is bright with him, and Nauplia sure.
Unhappy one, thou hast no brother there.
Orestes, thou? Whom Clytemnestra bare?
To Atreus' firstborn son, thy sire and mine.
Thou sayest it. Oh, give me some proof, some sign.
What sign thou wilt? Ask anything from home.
Nay, thou speak. 'Tis from thee the sign should come.
That will I. First old tales Electra told. Thou knowest how Pelops' princes warred of old?
I know, the golden lamb that wrought their doom.
Thine own hand wove that story on the loom.
How sweet. Thou movest near old memories.
With a great sun back beaten in the skies.
Fine linen and threads I used. The memories come.
And mother gave thee shrift water from home for Greece.
I remember. Not so fair a day to drink that water.
And thine hair, they brought us for thy dying gift and gave to mother.
Yes. For record on the grave I sent it, where this head should never lie.
Another token, seen of mine own eye, the ancient lance that leapt in Pelops' hand to win his bride, the virgin of the land. And smite Enemaeus in thy chamber hid.
Beloved. Oh, no other, for indeed beloved art thou. In my arms at last, Orestes far away.
Could we but stay thus joined forevermore?
A joy is mine I may not understand. Friends and a fear, lest sudden from my hand this dream will melt and soar up to the fiery skies from whence it came. O Argus land, O hearth, and holy flame that old Cyclops lit, I bless ye that he lives, that he is grown, a light and strength, my brother and mine own. I bless your name for it.
One blood we are, so much is well. But fate, sister, hath not yet made us fortunate.
O most unfortunate, did I not feel whose father, misery-hearted, at my bare throat held the steel.
Woe's me! Methinks even now I see thee there.
No love song of Achilles. Crafty arms drew me to that cold sleep and tears, blind tears amid the altar psalms and noise of them that weep. That was my cleansing.
My heart too doth bleed to think our father wrought so dire a deed.
My life hath known no father. Any road to any end may run, as God's will drives. Else,
unhappy one, Thyself had split this day thy brother's blood.
Oh, God, my cruel deed. 'Twas horrible. 'Twas horrible. Oh, brother, did my heart endure it? And things fell right by so frail a chance. And here thou art. Long ere you came, my heart hath yearned to be in Greece, brother, and so near to thee. But now thy will is mine. To ease thy pain, to lift our father's house to peace again, and hate no more my murderers. Aye, 'tis good. Perchance to clean this hand that sought thy blood and save my people. Nay, I must wait then and be slain. Thou shalt walk free in Greece again, and all life smile on thee. Dearest, we need nor shrink from that. I shall by my own deed have saved thee, and a man gone from earth is wept for. Women are but little worth.
My mother and then thou? It may not be. This hand hath blood enough. I stand with thee, one-hearted here, be it for life or death, and either bear thee, if God favoreth, with me to Greece and home, or else lie here dead at thy side. But mark me, if thou fear lest Artemis be wroth, how can that be? Hath not her brother's self commanded me to bear to Greece her image? Oh, he knew her will. He knew that in this land we two must meet once more. All that so far hath passed doth show his work. He will not at the last fail. We shall yet see Greece, thou and I.
To steal for thee the image, yet not die myself. 'Tis that we need. 'Tis that doth kill my hope. Else, oh, God knows I have the will.
How, if we slew your savage king?
Ah, no, he sheltered me, a stranger.
Even so, if it bring life for me and thee, the deed may well be dared.
I could not. Nay, indeed I thank thee for thy daring.
Canst thou hide my body in the shrine?
There to abide till nightfall and escape?
Even so. The night is the safe time for robbers as the light for just men.
There be sacred watchers there who needs must see us.
Gods above, what prayer can help us then?
I think I dimly see one chance.
What chance? Speak out thy fantasy.
On thine affliction I will build my way.
Women have strange devices.
I would say thou comest from Hellas, with thy mother's blood upon thee.
Use my shame if any good will follow.
Therefore, an offense most high, it were to slay thee to the goddess.
Why, though I half guess?
Thy body is unclean. Oh, I will fill them with the fear of sin.
What help is that for the image?
I will crave to cleanse thee in the breaking of the wave.
That leaves the goddess still inside her shrine, and 'tis for her we sailed.
A touch of thine defiled her. She too must be purified.
Where shall it be? Thou knowest where the tide sweeps up in a long channel?
Yes, and where your ship, I guess, lies moored.
Whose hand will bear? Should it be thine? The image from her throne?
No hand of man may touch it save mine own.
And Pylades, what part hath he herein?
The same as thine. He bears the selfsame sin.
How wilt thou work the plan, hid from the king or known?
To hide it were a hopeless thing. Oh, I will face him, make him yield to me.
Well, 50 oars lie waiting on the sea.
Aye, there comes thy work, till an end be made.
Good. It needs only that these women aid our secret. Do thou speak with them, and find words of persuasion. Power is in the mind of woman to wake pity. For the rest, God knoweth. May it all end for the best.
I'm Julie Proudfoot.
And I'm Willow James. Visit ArtemisiaTheater.org to listen to our podcasts and learn about our 2021 virtual season. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Artemisia Theater.
Thanks to our listeners, donors, and sponsors. Please take a moment to rate and review Artemisia We Women podcast to help new listeners find our fierce feminist audio performances, discussions, and interviews. And be sure to share our podcast with your friends. Artemisia We Women. We empower together.